Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Today, we're chatting all about manifestation, and specifically, we'll be busting
popular manifestation myths. But before we get started, let me remind you that my third book, Protect Your Light, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you'll learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. When you get the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I will guide you to turn on your psychic vision so you can scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can go to protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. My second book, Lightworkers Gotta Work, which is all about finding your life purpose, also comes with a Life Purpose Bootcamp online workshop, and you can go to lightworkersgottawork.com to get all the details about that. If you enjoy this episode, make sure to share it with those who you know will love it, and also make sure to rate and subscribe. So let's chat about manifestation. And here are a few questions that I've been pondering during my 15 plus year journey of experimenting with, thinking about, and researching manifestation. Is it manifestation or is it privilege? Is the law of attraction the most powerful law of the universe? Is it truly the most powerful law of the universe? And can we really manifest everything we want? And should we want to manifest everything we want? Interesting questions, right? Many of the beliefs I've previously held about manifestation have changed completely through the years. Others have deepened and I've adopted new ones as well. As a result, I now feel like I have a more rounded and soulful idea of what it means to manifest our dreams and desires. I believe that aside from the law of attraction, for example, there are other laws that work in conjunction with it to manifest our desires. For example, there are karmic contracts that we've made with one another before incarnating on this planet, including collective contracts we've made as a society that we can't currently change. In this episode of the podcast, I chat with my friend and author of Manifest Your Dreams, Vix Maxwell. You may know her as the New Age Hipster. I love having Vix on the podcast. This is the third time she's been on the podcast because we tend to discuss leading edge and sometimes controversial topics. And this episode will not disappoint on that front. Specifically, we talk about the relationship between privilege and manifestation, the various factors influencing our manifestation efforts, how to ensure your desires align with your purpose, and whether your thoughts truly manifest your reality. When you're done listening to the podcast, make sure to come in your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know what you thought about it. Enjoy this episode with Vix Maxwell. Vix Maxwell is a creator of New Age Hipster, a modern mystic and spiritual teacher in Converse sneakers. She's devoted to helping others reconnect to their own light, inner guidance, and power so people can live their best lives. Always fascinated with connecting to the divine, in her earlier years, Vix studied Wicca and witchcraft and various spiritual practices and modalities. She will always be seeking answers, wisdom, and guidance to share with her clients, students, and online communities through soul sessions, workshops, and online courses. Vix, welcome back to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Yay, thank you so much. It's so nice to be here again. I feel so honored that I'm here again.
Yes, this is episode 3 together. You were in the first ever episode of the podcast where we chatted about Christian witchcraft. Ooh. And then we chatted later on, like, I think it was episode 100 and something, 103. We chatted about your previous work. And now I'm so excited to chat about your new book all about manifestation. Now, before we talk about it, I want to hear a little bit about your journey with manifestation, because I think every single person has their own unique journey with it. What has your journey been like?
So my journey's kind of been really it's kind of gone in a lot of different directions, and I've tried a lot of different things. I guess the very beginning for me with manifestation was when I was really young. I kind of had this feeling that I could speak to a higher power, and I didn't really know what that was, or I think I called it God, because, you know, that was my kind of reference point for it. And I remember, like, asking for things that I wanted, just being like, oh God, can you do this? Can you do that? Or whatever. And then I kind of graduated from that into witchcraft, as you do.
Yeah.
So when I was a teenager, I got really into Wicca and witchcraft and went down that path for a while. So while I was doing that, my manifestation practices were very much around spell work and working with a goddess and kind of making things happen in that way. Then I became a born again Christian for a little while. So then I went and had this experience again where, you know, manifestation was then very much like prayer, and I'd sit and ask God for what I wanted again. And then I kind of, you know, left the church, and then I went on this journey of just like anything and everything, you know, like all the spiritual practices, all the New Age stuff. I was kind of started to find out about Law of Attraction, read The Secret, all of that stuff that so many of us get into, Abraham Hicks, like all of that stuff, and started to work with that and had like some success with that stuff. And then over the years, I've kind of dabbled with so many different types of practices that I've kind of come to this place of like, I have my own kind of thoughts on manifestation, and I know what works for me and what works for, you know, my clients and students, people that I work with as well. And it's kind of, nowadays it's kind of like a combination of witchcraft, a little bit of prayer, working with Jesus, a bit of Kundalini yoga practices, like chakra work. Like, it's kind of a bit of everything and everything these days. So yeah, I've definitely been on the journey with manifestation, and I've tried a lot of different things.
Being true to your brand name, New Age Hipster, you're bringing everything together. And I think it's fascinating because you've had such a journey when it comes to spirituality, trying like going through like seemingly contrasting spiritual traditions as well, and learning from so many different paths, you bring in a unique perspective. And what I love about the book, by the way, it's called Manifest Your Dreams, everyone. Make sure to go and get the book. You talk about some harder thing and complex things for people to understand when it comes to manifestation that so many books on manifestation are not talking about. And that's what I love about your work and this book as well. So let's talk a little bit about, you talk about privilege, you talk about capitalism and consumerism. Why do you think it's important for us to start thinking about these topics when it comes to manifestation, and what role do they play?
Ooh, I love this question. So I know for me and for a lot of people who get on the journey of, you know, I want to manifest stuff, it becomes very much about manifesting stuff.
Yes.
You know, like, we want more money, we want a bigger house, we want a new pair of shoes, you know, all of this stuff that tends to be very materialistic. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, we need that stuff to be able to live our purpose and live our best and highest life. Like, that's really an important part of the path. But I know for myself, like, there was a few times where I got so caught up in the idea of manifestation being connected with the material world that it became kind of like a bit of an ego trip for me. Mm. I was very much like, oh, I manifested this t-shirt, and I manifested this pair of shoes, and I manifested like $20 today, like whatever it was that I was kind of, you know, focusing on. And then I got to this realization that this isn't making me happy. And I think a lot of people kind of get to that point, you know, we get really excited about manifestation at the beginning, because it's like, oh, if you think about that pair of shoes, you'll find that pair of shoes, right? You'll find that pair of shoes in your size, and stuff starts to happen, and you do start to manifest things in that way. And it's like really exciting. But then you get the pair of shoes home and your life is still the same.
Yes. Like,
it hasn't changed your life, hasn't made you any happier. Sometimes I manifested really cool stuff, like clothes, shoes, whatever, put it in the closet and forget all about it 2 days later, you know? And it's like, how is this actually helping my life? Like, how is this helping me to really, you know, live my best and highest life? So, you know, I kind of then went on this journey of like, well, what if I use these practices to actually create a life that is in alignment with my best and highest good, where I can live my purpose and not only feel good about myself and have all the things that I need in the world, but I can use these practices to become a more effective person so that I can serve and support and change the world and help other people, and, you know, use this magical power that I've found to make a positive difference in the world and not just collect a whole bunch of stuff that I don't need. So You know, that's why we called it Manifest Your Dreams. It's not manifest a new pair of shoes. Actually live the life that you're here to live.
Exactly. There is a deepening around manifestation that I see lately, thankfully, and especially with your book as well, where it's not just about manifesting the stuff and just like manifesting on a 3D level and just taking it on a higher level and connecting to your purpose and ensuring that whatever's coming into your life, whatever desires we're focusing on, are in alignment with our highest purpose, with our dreams, and also with our collective purpose of creating like a better world. So I think that's it's an uplifting way to manifest. Now, how about privilege? Because there's so much talk about whether manifestation is only privilege, essentially. Where do you stand on this? I know it's a complex topic. We can't answer it. We need multiple episodes to delve into that. But what is the gist of it from your perspective?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there is no real kind of clear answer to this around, like, I love the quote that was doing the rounds a while ago that was, did you manifest it or is it just privilege? And I reshared that on my Instagram like years ago, and so many people really resonated with it, and a lot of people got really upset.
Got triggered.
Got really upset about it. And it really like, you know, they were just like, what? You know, like, and it's like, oh, okay, this is interesting. So how I talk about it in the book is I kind of just give people an opportunity to think about it. And it's more, instead of saying, you know, oh, you're really privileged and you should, you know, whatever, it's like, let's just talk about privilege and let's think about it from, you know, the perspective of wherever you're at in life right now. Most of us are privileged in some way or another, and some of us are kind of, you know, less privileged than others in some way or another. We're all somewhere on this spectrum. And what I find that we can do is we can kind of go into this place of looking at people that have more than us and feeling really, you know, like we don't like those people, we don't like those people, like, you know, oh, they've got more than me, you know, whatever, they don't deserve it, like I deserve it. And then we can look at people who have less than us, and then we can get into like guilt and shame around that. And that can also stop us from manifesting, because it's like, well, if, you know, why should I get to manifest the life of my dreams when other people don't? So I really just wanted to kind of open up the conversation for people to just kind of sit with that and think, you know, well, what are my personal thoughts? You know, what are your personal thoughts on privilege? And how do you feel that plays a role in your manifestation? Because I think that what we see a lot online, which I struggle with a bit, is you see somebody who's just an example, you know, someone who comes from a very, very wealthy family, and they're like, oh, I manifested this, like, you know, I manifested this thing or this new house. I saw one the other day that was someone manifested an apartment in London, and it turned out it was like their dad's apartment that was just, it was like in another city or something. It was like, okay, like, did you, maybe there was an element of manifestation there because you needed it at that time and your dad went away and it opened up that space, so there was some kind of, you know, cool cosmic alignment there. But to kind of post on socials and say I manifested this, you know, through just positive thinking, I think that really does a disservice to you know, everyone else who's trying to figure out how to do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I agree. I personally see, I mean, I haven't thought about it deeply yet, but as I'm thinking about it right now, I see like privilege as one of the many factors that come into manifestation, because we have the law of attraction that of course everybody knows about, but as we're going to talk in a little bit, it's not just the law of attraction. There are many other laws in the universe. There are many factors that are unknown factors, like soul contracts that we made before we were even born, that all play a factor into what it is we manifest. And I personally see privilege as one of those factors. Some people are born on different levels of privilege, and that plays a role into the whole manifestation thing as well. So talking about those myths about the law of attraction and sorry, manifestation, for example, the law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. That's personally like a myth for me, but I want to hear your perspective. What is a myth? What are the myths about manifestation that you're dispelling in the book?
There's so many. I think one of the biggest myths for me, you know, something that I tried a lot was this idea of if you just think about it, it will happen. And like everything, you better watch your thoughts because everything that you think is going to manifest. And, you know, I haven't had a lot of luck with that. There's been a couple of times when I've thought about something and it's kind of crossed my mind and I've thought, oh, that would be cool. And then it happened. And that was like, wow, okay, that was cool. But generally, there's more to it than that. And I think a lot of people get a little bit fearful too of like, oh, well, if I'm thinking negative thoughts, I'm going to manifest them, right? If I'm thinking, oh, I'm never going to have any money, then I'm manifesting that. And of course, there's a lot of work we can do around limiting beliefs, and we can start to shift and change all of that. But like every little tiny, you know, moment of insecurity or negative thought that you have isn't going to manifest. And when you're thinking about the things that you do want, I personally feel like we have to do a little bit more than just sit on the couch and think about it. And sometimes it happens, right? Like sometimes we have those really amazing experiences where we have just sat on the couch and we've thought, oh, you know, it'd be really cool if, you know, if $1 million landed in my lap or whatever. But, you know, most of the time we have to take some action. We have to do some work. We have to do some work on ourselves to make sure that we're, you know, meeting the universe halfway, to make sure that when it comes into our life, we're ready. I think that's something that doesn't always get spoken about as well with manifestation is like, well, you can do all of the practices and you can bring something into your life, but if you're not ready to hold it in your space,
yes,
it's just gonna go. So yeah, there's so many, I think there's like so many different elements to manifesting, and it's so much more than just, oh, I have to think positively. And I also think, you know, with people, you know, like myself, I've suffered with anxiety. And I've been like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to manifest because I've got, you know, these anxious thoughts kind of going around all the time. But I found so many ways to kind of bypass that and be like, okay, maybe I've got some anxiety about this, but that doesn't mean that I can't, you know, still take some action, or that I can't call on my guides and my angels and divine assistance to support me and help me to, you know, manifest the things that I really want from my life. So yeah, I think that's one of the biggest myths, at least in my experience and the experience of most people I know. It's manifesting is so much more than just think happy thoughts and think about what you want and you'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so passionate about this, because the reason I wrote my second book, Lightworkers Gotta Work, is because I saw so many people just sitting on meditation pillows, raising their vibration, like, oh, I'm just manifesting right now and I'm raising the vibration of the world. And I'm like, no, you aren't. You're raising the vibration of your room.
Yeah.
And yes, you're contributing. But which is great. You're contributing towards manifesting something, but if you don't get out there to, as you said, meet the universe halfway, nothing is manifesting into your life. We gotta be light workers, not light chillers, essentially. Yeah. Let's talk about trauma, since we're talking about manifestation, because it's not something you would expect to hear in a podcast about manifestation and law of attraction and being positive all the time, which is this toxic positivity that's going on around the law of attraction and manifestation spheres. So trauma is part of our lives. whether it's PTSD, whether it's something subtle, whether it's just anxiety, we all go through traumatic experiences. Many people, sadly, we go through attachment traumas, developmental trauma in our childhood, and therefore we come with baggage. We also know about past life trauma that we just bring on into from past lives. So how do we use trauma in a conscious way to manifest? Because I feel that, yes, we can victimize ourselves and say, you know what, I'm traumatized, I have this thing going on, and accept it as it is. But I feel also there are ways that we can transmute that and then move it towards manifestation.
So my, you know, my biggest piece of advice with this is, if you're dealing with trauma, to get some therapy and get some professional support alongside doing all the spiritual woo-woo manifestation stuff. That would be my first, you know, my first suggestion. But if you're dealing with trauma that's, you know, trauma with a little T, as they call it, that's just kind of the trauma that everybody's dealing with all the time, the trauma of the human experience, I think what can be really powerful is just to kind of notice, like, what that is for you, and to notice how your trauma is manifesting in your life and how it's affecting you. And I know, like, for me and other people I've spoken to, one of the things that that trauma often does to us is it lowers our self-esteem, and it puts us into a place where we, you know, we do a lot of things to keep ourselves safe. We don't believe that we're worthy. There's all these kinds of things that can kind of come up around that. So, you know, my advice is to, again, like, to work on that, but don't, you know, don't blame yourself. Oh, I'm not manifesting this thing because I'm, you know, carrying around all of this trauma. It's like, love yourself, and, like, self-love, one of the things in the book, you know, self-love is really one of the biggest keys to manifesting. If you don't have a certain level of self-love, it's really hard to manifest. And that's not like a blame kind of, oh, you're never going to be able to manifest if you don't love yourself. But it's just like, you got to believe in yourself, you know, you got to be able to look at the things that you want to create for your life and believe on some level, even if it's just like a little bit, that maybe I could actually receive this, maybe I could actually do that. And if you can find that really little part, like that 2%, then you can slowly kind of begin to expand that and grow that. So yeah, you know, my advice is always, like, get some support, do the therapy, read the books, connect with other people, and do your manifesting, you know, side by side.
Yeah. Because it is possible to heal and transmute trauma. I think sometimes people who have been through difficult situations in their lives, they feel like, okay, I'm scarred for life now, and this is something that I have to live my entire life. But I remember when I was doing my trauma specialist certification, we learned about trauma resilience, which is basically when you heal trauma and you become more resilient, and therefore you can use that information to do something else. I remember going through my own, like, traumatic experiences in childhood, being bullied and feeling like rejected and almost like trying to, like, committing suicide at the time. I eventually overcame this, healed it. And now when I find myself sharing my story, I no longer get triggered because I've been through the journey of, like, processing my emotions, digesting them, transmuting them, finding resilience, and now manifesting books where I write about that and I get paid for my trauma. I like to think of it that way. Now I get money from it. Now, let's talk a little bit about preparing to manifest, because you're very practical in your work. That's what I love about your books and your teachings. You're always very practical. What are some practices, or even a simple practice that we can use, single practice that we can use to prepare ourselves for manifestation? You talked about self-love, which is very important. Something else?
So I think one of the really important things when you're kind of getting ready to manifest is thinking about what you really want. Like, I know that sounds really kind of a bit lame, like, well, yeah, of course I know what I want, but so many people don't know what they want. Many people don't know what they want, or we think we know what we want. And so there's a really big section in the book that's really, like, all about unpacking, unpicking, and figuring out, what do you really want? And, you know, one of those practices is to think about what you want and then to ask yourself, why do you want it? So you might say, well, I want $1 million. And then the question is, why do you want $1 million? Like, what do you think that's going to do for your life? How is that going to help you? And then you might say, well, I want $1 million because I just really want my own space. I want my own house. It's like, okay, why do you want your own house? And you start kind of going through this process until you get to the real, like, root cause of, well, what do you really want? And most of the time, when we get to the root cause, we find things like, well, I just want to be loved, or I just want to feel safe, or I just want to be happy. And that is, like, pretty much the number one thing we're trying to do when we're trying to manifest. It's like, actually, we just really want to be happy. So then when you can kind of unpick it and you go, okay, well, actually, what I really want is happiness, then instead of focusing on, well, $1 million is going to make me happy, you can start to think about all the other things that you can be manifesting that will make you happy. And maybe $1 million feels like something that's so far away that you're kind of like, don't really believe that you can manifest that. But maybe there are other things, you know, well, actually, I feel happy when I'm out in nature. I feel happy when I'm with my friends. I feel happy, you know, doing all these other things. And then it's like, okay, well, here's a really nice place to start. Focus on manifesting more of that in your life. And then when you start to feel happier, then it's easier to manifest all the other stuff that you want as well. So that's one really, really simple thing to do. You know, think about what you want, write it down, and then just go through this process of, why do I want this? Until you get to, like, what's really at the root of your desire.
Yeah, I feel like why connects you to purpose. It asks you to go deeper beyond the superficial level of, okay, I want, like, this fancy car, and just going underneath the reasons to figure out that. I've always used this process to, like, get to the root cause of limiting beliefs and fears. There is a really popular, like, life coaching question, the five whys. You ask yourself why five times, and then it gets you to the root cause. But I never thought about using it for, like, desires rather than just limiting beliefs and fears, which is so exciting to get to the root cause of why you want something. I love it. So when it comes to actually getting into the practice of manifestation, there are so many tools that people use: vision boards, scripting, affirmations, visualization. What is something we haven't used?
What is something we haven't used? This is a good question. So one of the things that I have found really helpful is Kundalini yoga. Huh. And a lot of the practices from Kundalini yoga that really, essentially what they do is they shift and they change your energy field.
Yes.
So that you can attract things to you more easily. And also, you know, it's not just about the energetic attraction, but they change you so that you move through the world differently. And when you move through the world differently, you have a different experience. So there's lots of things you can do. There's one thing I can show you right now. It's like really,
yes, please.
And it's in the book. And all you do is you put your hands like in a cup, like in a bowl with your, trying to describe it for people who are just listening. So you put your hands out, like make a bowl in front of your heart. And then you just meditate in this position with your eyes closed, and you just visualize that you're receiving. And you can visualize anything coming into your hand. So it could be light, it could be money, it could be stuff that you want, it could just be a feeling, love, you know, words. You can see absolutely anything. And in the teachings, you know, it even says, just see your hands being filled with cookies, or, like, you know, anything. And it's just this really beautiful practice for receiving. And you can stay there for 3 minutes, 11 minutes, as long as you like, just really connecting with that energy of receiving. And I think that's, like, so beautiful, because sometimes we, you know, we're not very good at receiving. We can get really good at asking.
Yes.
That's kind of the first part of manifestation. Oh, I can ask for it. Yeah, I feel confident in asking for this. But what are you going to do when it actually arrives? And I've had that experience loads of times in my life where I've manifested something and it's shown up. And then it's disappeared because I wasn't ready for it, or I didn't know what to do with it. So, you know, we want to be ready. We want to be able to really hold it when it comes in. So practicing receiving is a huge part of it.
I love this mudra, and it's such a universal mudra of receiving. Mm-hmm. So when you practice it, it really gets you into this state. Like I practiced that with you while you were teaching it right now. And it was so instant and powerful. I didn't expect that. It was so good because I love Kundalini yoga. I know you're an instructor. You got certified, right?
Yeah.
So, and I've been using it because I was passionate about it. And I usually use the ego eradicator, breath of fire. And I feel like 3 minutes of that completely resets my energy. And I feel like a completely different person. So imagine if we did those practices and worked with energy, not just with like physical manifestation practices, like consistently. Oh my goodness, I am loving this conversation. I'm so excited for everybody to check out Manifest Your Dreams. Now, you have another book coming out. It's called Oracle Card Companion. Let's talk a little bit about that and also how we can combine oracle card readings with manifestation.
There's actually some tips in the Oracle Card Companion book about how to manifest with oracle cards, which is like interesting that you asked that question. So one of the things I like to do when I'm doing a reading for myself, you know, there's kind of like a past, present, future reading that everybody who's got a deck of cards knows. You put three cards down, there's your past, there's your present, and there's your future. A really fun way to work with manifestation is to shuffle and pull the first two cards, turn them over, have a look at where you've been, have a look at where you are, and then go through the deck face up and choose what you want next.
Wow.
Put it down in your reading, and then you've got a reading that's like, this is where I was, this is where I am, and this is where I'm going.
I got goosebumps right now.
Yeah, right?
You're choosing your reading, like, universe, this is what I want. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this book. Why did you choose to write it? And why an oracle card companion?
So I kind of felt like there are so many books out there on how to read tarot, but there's not very many books on how to read oracle cards. And I think so many people kind of get, you know, you get to a point, you get an oracle deck and you're like, okay, cool. I can do the three card reading. I can pull a card for myself, but you know, that's kind of it. So the Oracle Card Companion works in a way that it guides you through a process of how to do like really good readings for yourself, how to, we work with our intuition, and there's like exercises in the book that will actually help you to trust and develop your intuition while you're using the cards. We go through the whole, you know, all the clairs and how to develop your clairs, your clairvoyance, your claircognizance, everything like that while using the cards. There's stuff in here about how to do energy healing with cards.
Wow.
You know, manifesting with cards, doing spell work with cards, and there's loads of spreads and fun things in there as well. But yeah, I just felt like, you know, not everyone wants to read tarot, right? Like not everyone wants to kind of go down that road. And I think for people who love reading oracle cards but want to kind of go to the next level, there's not really a lot out there for those people. So I kind of just wanted to share what I do with my oracle cards and how I can take it to the next level.
You're so right. There isn't so much content out there about how to use oracle decks because there are so many different ones. And what it sounds like is that this book applies to all types of oracle cards. And I suppose you could use them for tarot as well, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Okay.
So the way that I wrote it was... Yeah, you can use any deck. So we talk about looking at the colors and the symbolism and kind of how to decode any oracle card. But there's, pretty much everything in the book you can also use with your tarot cards as well if you want to do it that way.
I love it. And I'm so excited for everybody to check out both books, Oracle Card Companion and Manifest Your Dreams by Victoria Maxwell, also known as Vix. I can't really like call you Victoria because I'm so used to calling you Vix.
Yeah, it's weird.
I love both.
It's weird for people. Yeah.
Well, Vix, thank you so much for coming back to the podcast. It's always a pleasure having you here and chatting with you. And I'm so excited for everybody to check out the books. Can you please let everyone know where they can get in touch with you, follow you on Instagram, and also get the books from?
Yeah, so the best place to find me and everything I do is my website, which is newagehipster.co. And you can also find me really easily by just Googling New Age Hipster. My Instagram is newagehipster333, and I'm newagehipster333 on all social platforms as well. The best way to find the books is probably through Amazon in your country, but I also have all of the links for Amazon US, UK, Australia, Canada, a couple of other ones over on my website as well. So that can take you straight there.
And all the links will be available in the show notes below. Thank you so much, Vix.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.